Rhys Darby, hello.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you again. I want to hug you, but there's too much equipment and paraphernalia in the way. But maybe, I mean, what is that? I'm grasping your hand like you're
there
Jesus,
you
like
there
you're
there
the
go.
Jesus. So I feel healed. Your hair looks less ginger. What's going on?
Oh, yes, I've had a bit of treatment done.
Yeah, the reverse McCartney.
No, I think I've probably just got a bit of product in. I had a haircut yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the sun hasn't been out enough to give it the full ginge tinge.
Gingerize it,
The ginge tinge. So, I mean, we've had like 4 days of rain since I've got here, and my hair gets a little depressed.
Oh.
Yeah, and it darkens.
Oh.
It's sort of, you know.
So we can tell the state of your mood and soul by the colour of your hair.
Yeah.
It's very handy.
It's like a mood ring, but it's a hairdo. So it's great for people when they first see me. Oh, his hair's dark. Don't talk to him. You know, or if it's like the torch of the Olympic flame.
Yes, he's ebullient.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, by the way, because since you were last in here, you've had a son who's now 2 years old.
That's right.
It's called Theo.
Uh huh.
Now, was that based on Theo Huxtable from The Cosby Show?
No.
Oh, I thought I'd saw something out there.
Well, that was, you know, I looked at all the different Theos and Theodores, and predominantly it was Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes.
Yeah, because such a great man. And I wanted my Theo, to have the option of having Theo, or when he's older, if he wanted to, you know, become a classical writer or something, he might extend it to Theodore.
Yes.
You know, got that option. So his actual
name, if he wants to be a musician, he could just be Ted.
Yeah, Ted. Yeah. Teddy. You know, there's so many options for the guy, and he's really wrapped with it. But
it's very thoughtful of you.
For the first 2 years, he's simply been known as Boo Boo. So he's quite confused as to what his actual name is.
And how many kids have you got now?
Two.
And the other one is called?
The other one's Finn, and he's six.
And do you have a favourite out of the two of them?
No, come on.
No, come on.
No.
Do you not think, like, Ted, Theodore, is it this Boo Boo? Is it this adorable age?
He is at the adorable age, yes.
Whereas Finn might be getting to be a bit of a nuisance.
Well, he is Captain Annoying. That is one of his nicknames. But I can do more with Finn. You know, he can read and stuff now, and I can play video games with him. You know, Boo Boo's got no idea what's going on.
I think you have to wait till they're adults before you can truly choose a favourite.
Yes, I think. Well, once they're both adults, I'll line them up and say, right, I've had a good think about it, and the winner is. Now step forward when your name is called. It's... And my wife will come in. Rhys, you can't do that! Oh, come on. I've got a prize and everything, Rosie. A trip for two to Fiji.
The tour is this way to the spaceship. And from what I understand, it's very much a journey, your journey. And this will be difficult to believe, for people to believe, but you were once a geeky man, and now you are this epitome of hip that we all know and love.
Bada bing, bada bang. One of my catchphrases.
It's very good. Did you author that?
I've copywritten it. I think someone else came out with it in the 50s, but I've taken it.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah.
So as somebody who's been on that journey, can you look at me and tell me what is wrong with me? Because I would like to go from geeky to hip.
Okay. Well, I mean, you must be surely just about there. Look at you. You're on the radio. You've got ginger hair, glasses. Very similar. It's like looking in the mirror. What are your dance moves like?
Terrible. I have no rhythm.
Okay.
I would be great if I... Because my feet have no rhythm, but my arms do. So I often think, if heaven forbid I was ever in any kind of accident, I would make one of those very good wheelchair dancers.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't have to do anything with my legs.
That's good. I was thinking also, instead of having to purchase a wheelchair and probably, get in trouble... What you should do is do the opposite of the Irish dancing and just dance with the hands. So you stiff legs, no movement at all, but the hands are just crazy, like a couple of serpents fighting for the ocean.
The reverse river dance.
Yeah, yeah.
And how about Annabelle? I mean, where is she on the scale of geek to hip?
Well, I have to get to know her a bit more, you know. What are you like in the party scene?
Oh, wild.
Are you?
Aren't I, Jeff? Wild.
Yeah, she is quite wild, well, one night a week, and then the rest of the night a week she just eats soup and stays at home.
Well, as long as you talk about that one night a week for the rest of the week, and people go, oh, yeah, I've heard about that one night she does. It's huge.
Yeah, it has to become a legend in some way.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think it comes down to a lot of elements. I wrote a book So you should read that. It's called This Way to Spaceship, and that's what the show's based on. And it really just follows what I've done to achieve my goals. And a lot of it was just choosing the right fashion. And by that, I mean the wrong fashion. So it's, you know, it's a trick. There's a few tricks to it.
Yeah.
And then learning to be comfortable in your own skin.
Are you comfortable in your own skin?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's the key. I'm not sure I trust anyone who's uncomfortable in their own skin, because that implies confidence.
Right. Well, if you don't have any confidence, you're never going to be Mr. Cool.
Oh, God.
You've got to have confidence.
I've just never met a confident person I've trusted. I think they're up to something. What has got to be confident about, Reece?
Well, I guess, you know, you don't have to be confident about yourself. You just got to be confident with your place in the world, you know?
Oh, your place in the food chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm two steps down from, you know, you've got lion, crocodile, and then me.
Reece, you are on this extensive tour of Britain. You've got many places still to come. These include Yeovil, Basingstoke, Ipswich and Derby. Did you just throw darts at a map of Britain?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, you can go to the places that people rave about, or you can go to, you know, whatever's more convenient for the guy who's organising it. And at the end of the day, there's wonderful people in all of these places. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, just because you live in somewhere that people think is cool doesn't mean, you know, that it's going to be a great night and the show's going to rock. Because people there might be, you know, all sitting there sort of expectant. They've seen so many great acts. But you're best to go to somewhere where, you know, maybe a lot of great acts haven't been to.
So you're looking for scarcity of other things that people have seen.
Yeah, well,
you're thinking if they haven't seen anything, then they've got nothing to judge you against.
I don't know how popular I am over here. So I've gone to places where not many acts go to, and you know, to just sort of garner some sort of excitement.
Yes.
Amongst the few people that might be there.
But that said, you're playing in London, you're playing this big venue, Shepherd's Bush Empire, and you've just added a fourth date there. Now, that is thousands of people. You were very popular. It appears that we have clasped you to our comely bosom here in the UK. Have you thought about declaring yourself our ruler?
Wow. I don't know. Let's see how this tour finishes up, and let's see if I get any, you know, email or anything from the Queen, and we'll go from there.
Would you be benevolent or evil?
Oh, I definitely think I would be benevolent.
What type of things would you do as our ruler?
I would probably, what I'd do is I'd try and extend summer, maybe shift it.
Yes.
And give it, there's no better time in Britain when everyone's sort of out in the garden pubs having a, you know, enjoying the sunlight, having a pint, and then, you know, being good at sport is another great thing. So I think what I'd do is I'd, all these great Australian and New Zealand sporting champions, I'd make them all, bring them all back.
Yes.
You know, so, oh, that's enough, we're back here now.
Repatriate.
Yeah, exactly.
Your priorities would be very outdoorsy.
Yeah, I think so.
You preferred not having a roof over your head.
Yeah, I'm an outdoors guy. I get rid of all the roofs. And everything's a bit old as well, I think, which is, you know, a lot of old buildings. It's like an old sort of set, this place. I think we should build some new things.
Yeah, it's too quaint.
Yeah, everyone's raving on about history. Well, you know, everyone's over that now. Let's start again.
It happened.
Yeah, it's happened. Yeah. A lot of it's been captured on film or a lot of very boring books. Let's just build new mirror glass, modern space technology buildings and have everyone sort of hovering.
Now, I need to change the subject completely because there's something that cropped up in the news yesterday that I wanted to ask you about, which was the American government have denied the existence of mermaids.
Oh.
Do you think they're being honest with us?
That is unbelievable.
Do you think it's a cover-up?
I think something's happening there, absolutely. So they're basing it on lack of evidence.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not good enough. You know, in my book, what about eyewitness accounts, you know? Yeah. What about sketches? I know a lot of people have drawn pictures of mermaids, and they're definitely real. And also, you know, the mermaids don't necessarily hang out around America.
No.
You know, why would they? They've got beautiful South Pacific islands. That's where they hang out.
Yeah.
Fiji, Tahiti,
you
know, Tonga, those places like that. Niue.
So you're not saying it's a deliberate cover-up on behalf of the American government? It's just some naivety,
I think it's a combination of naivety and just jealousy that they don't have any mermaids around their shores. So they're saying, no, they don't exist. That's not, no, they're not right. But I think they do. And I think there's a lot of other people out there that who would agree with me.
Especially people who write sea shanties.
Yes.
And they crop up in those. And aliens, of course, the whole world of space is something you're interested in. Would you rather, when we meet the aliens, would you rather they were humanoids, monsters, or in gaseous form?
It depends whether they're good or bad. You know, if they're bad, it would be nice if they were just pure gaseous. And that, in that regard, we could easily trap them, you know, and bottle them and, you know, do something with them, maybe sell them. or give them to people we don't like. Yeah, there's a bottle of gaseous alien. Open that up. Sorry, I didn't really, he was evil, was he? Oh, that guy's head's gone. But if they're nice, I would like them to be in a humanoid form, you know, not necessarily the same as us, but, you know, arms and legs kind of scenario with a torso, maybe short.
Maybe a primary colour.
Yeah.
Red or blue or something
nothing
like that.
Nothing too full on, you know, nothing, you know, too, like, violet or anything like that or, you know, sort of turquoise. They might end up being sort of a bit sort of clear, you know, translucent.
Yes. But then we would see the organs, which can be a bit off-putting.
Yeah, you don't want to sort of meet them for the first time and go, oh, look at his organs. Oh, look, he's got a full bladder. Need to go for a pee, mate. You cover your organs. Here, put a sheet on. Well, we need to put them on you because we don't like it.
I've read that, and as you've been doing the rounds recently, you've been doing some of your impressions of inanimate objects. I was wondering if you can ascribe emotion to those inanimate objects. So a coffee machine is one you do regularly. I wondered if you could give us a vulnerable coffee machine.
Oh, okay. A vulnerable coffee machine.
You know, it's very oversensitive about what people think of it, and it gets very upset.
Okay. All right, that's an interesting concept. Really testing me here today. Let's see if he can do this.
Well,
thinks he's so brilliant. He's so confident. Let's see if he can put an emotion on a coffee machine. If he does that, I'm quitting. All right, here it is. There you go. I think you'll both agree that coffee machine was a little sad.
It was. I felt moved.
A little lonely.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'll tell you what, I have to ask this because people want to know, but they don't want to know enough that they would Google it.
Right.
Flight of the Conchords film, is that happening? Is it maybe happening?
It's not quite at the Google level, is it?
No. People are thinking to themselves, I wonder if they're going to do any more Flight of the Conchords, but I don't want to do any research myself. No. So I'm speaking on behalf of the lazy here.
The amount of times I've had that question.
Yeah.
And, you know,
could just answer with the question. Well, just Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. Just that, and you'll get me when they Google it. The top one will be me saying the same thing. Hi, I've just been asked, will there be a Concord series? And my answer to that is just Google it.
I think Nick Cave did an interview where all his answers were Google it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah.
Google it. Yeah.
And how old are you now?
38.
And how long do you expect to live for?
I'd like to double that and then get a bonus round.
Great. And what would you like to accomplish before you die?
Well, I've pretty much done it all now, so the rest is just cruising.
Nice.
There's space travel, of course,
and
time travel, maybe going back and seeing the dinosaurs, and also discovering ancient civilizations, what happened to Atlantis, things like that.
If you invent time travel, will you promise me that you will come back to us during this interview five seconds in the future from now? Everybody?
Okay. Oh, that's right. I remembered I decided not to in the end. No, I just saw myself at the door there, just looking through the window, and then I took off. That's right. I don't know how I know now that's what I was going to do, but I remember then...
We're in a loop.
...that I fully looped myself
and
reminded myself just then not to come through, because I don't freak you people out. Good work, me.
Right, Reese goes on to Yeovil, Plymouth, Southend, Basingstoke, Ipswich, Cambridge, Leeds, Salford, Derby, Leicester, Birmingham, and then a bunch of London dates. Reese Darby, thank you so much for coming in and visiting us.
And don't forget, I'm doing Edinburgh.
You're doing Edinburgh?
Bada bing, bada bang! Woo! Woo! This is the police. Just to let you know, he's doing Edinburgh, and you're all going to jail. It wasn't a real cop, just in case. I can see she's panicking. Yeah, I'm doing Edinburgh as well.
Well, so, people must go and see you at Edinburgh.
Yeah, man. All right. Rock on.
Reese, thank you.